Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
It's 8 o'clock on Today. Coming up, second shooting. This morning, another California community reeling, this time in Half Moon Bay, south of San Francisco. At least 7 people killed, a suspect now in custody.
It seemed like a normal day for everyone, and then this tragedy happened.
Authorities looking for a motive as yet another tragedy unfolds. We're live with the latest. Plus, storm on the move. Tens of millions from New Mexico to Maine under winter weather alerts, making for a morning mess around the country. So what's in store? Al's tracking it all. Then the fix is in.
I'm a millennial who's finally ready to buy a house, but feeling very discouraged about the current market situation.
With housing prices still on the rise, a look at how home buyers are setting their sights on fixer-uppers. Vicki Nguyen has tips on how to avoid ending up with a money pit. And the nominees are Oscar nominations out this morning. So who made the cut? We'll break it all down as the race is officially on. Today, Tuesday, January 24th, 2023.
From Boise, Idaho.
And Marietta, Georgia.
Here for Phil's birthday.
Just found out I'm going to be a grandma.
How do I have 4 kids?
Watching in Monona, Wisconsin.
From Hayti, Missouri.
Today, Mark turns 50.
Good morning to our friends and family in the Woodlands, Texas.
A big shout out to my mom in Morgantown, West Virginia, who's been watching the Today Show for more than 3 decades. We love you.
Love you back.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Morgantown, home of WVU. My dad used to be a professor at that
time. That's right.
Welcome back, guys. Happy you're with us. It's a Tuesday morning.
And a quick note about tomorrow on Today. Do high prices at the grocery store have you down? Well, we're here to help. We're going to reveal some new ways to save as you shop. And they're saying you can't afford to miss this one. Get it?
Got it.
Yeah. There must be some pretty good tips.
All right. We got a busy morning. Let's get right to our news at 8 o'clock, guys. We begin with yet another tragic mass shooting in California, the second in the state in just 3 days. 7 people dead in a small coastal town outside of San Francisco. 1 other critically injured. NBC's Miguel Almaguer is in Half Moon Bay with the very latest on this. Hey, Miguel, good morning.
Hoda, good morning. This is the first of 2 locations where the gunman opened fire, taking 7 lives and putting an 8th person in critical condition. But I want to show you some video of how this all came to an end. It was yesterday around 4 o'clock in the afternoon when at the sheriff's substation, police noticed the 67-year-old suspect literally sitting in his car outside the front doors of that substation. An officer noticed a semi-automatic weapon in that gun. That suspect was then taken out of the vehicle and into custody. Investigators say they don't yet have a motive, but they believe this is a workplace shooting. 7 people were killed in 2 separate incidents. The suspect is now with investigators being questioned, the district attorney also getting involved. Investigators say they've got so many questions here, but they have very little answers. The shooting happening in front of families and children at 2 separate agriculture facilities across this area. Hoda, back to you.
All right, Miguel Almaguer for us there in Half Moon Bay. Miguel, thank you.
We've got some severe weather in the Northeast to talk about. Tens of thousands in New England are without power this morning after a big winter storm brought up to a foot of snow in some areas, snarled up the traffic there, gave a lot of students a snow day off. And for much of the country, there is another storm on the way. Al's all over this one. Hi, Al. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. This is very complex. We've got a lot of different weather to talk about. You can see it already firing up. Snow in the panhandle, Oklahoma as well, parts of New Mexico, heavy rain ahead of this system. So we've got 58 million people under winter weather alerts from the southwest all the way to New England, 39 million under wind alerts, and we've got severe weather to talk about tonight, this afternoon into tonight. 12 million people. And from Victoria all the way to the panhandle of Florida, we have a significant tornado risk for EF2 or stronger tornadoes, which would be really fast moving. And overnight, those are twice as deadly. So here's what we look for as this storm system makes its way into the Northeast. 2 to 4 inches in Lubbock, Texas, 5 to 10 inches of snow in Springfield, Missouri, 4 to 8 inches in St. Louis, up to 6 inches in Detroit. And then as we move into the Northeast, Pittsburgh maybe picks up 1 to 2 inches, Boston maybe 3. We may see our first appreciable snow here in New York City before it changes over to rain. And speaking of rain, heavy rain down through the Gulf Coast. Could be some significant flooding as well besides those tornadoes. So we're going to be monitoring this very closely over the next 24 hours. Guys.
All right. Thank you, Al. Thank you. Thank you. Now to this miraculous rescue at sea down in the Florida Keys. It's gone viral on TikTok. Dylan Gardenmayer, he went missing after getting swept out in strong currents while free diving and spearfishing off a boat. But after a desperate search by the Coast Guard and his family, he was found 3 hours later. The 22-year-old was discovered about a mile from where he was originally diving, clutching a makeshift raft he'd made from buoys.
Oh, my God, Dylan.
It's remarkable. Dylan thinks that he may have blacked out while underwater for nearly 2 minutes. We're going to have more on this incredible rescue when Dylan and his family join us tomorrow right here on Today.
That's a miracle right there.
Yeah, it was, but that was the longest 3 hours of his life. Yeah. Wow. Well, you all know about those annual lists that offer up the most popular names for babies. Hmm. Did you know there's also a list for dog names? Mm-hmm. The American Kennel Club just announced the most popular dog names for 2022. Here we go. For females, the number one name is Luna, okay, followed by Bella, Daisy, Lucy, and Willow.
Okay.
For male dogs, top name is Max, then Milo, Cooper, Charlie,
oh,
and Teddy.
Charlie made the list.
I know. And, you know, I think I have some relatives who have a Milo and a Teddy.
My neighbor has a Luna. Yeah,
okay. So there you go.
The Winiskis.
Coming up, pop star and big news from a comedy legend, what Eddie Murphy is saying about his plans for the future and heading back on the road.
First, though, a story that all house hunters need to see.
Hey, good morning, guys. Are you looking to own a new piece of property? Despite rising interest rates, now could be a good time, especially if you're looking for a fixer-upper. Maybe blue, not your kitchen color? I'm Vicky Nguyen. Coming up, I'm going to have your blueprint for happy home ownership. That's next, right here on Today.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We are back, 8:11. Today's consumer with soaring real estate prices and mortgage rates at the highest level in 15 years costs more than ever for buyers to lock down that dream house.
That's right. So perhaps it's time to think about a fixer-upper. But before you do that, NBC senior consumer investigative correspondent Vicky Wentz got some helpful tips. Hey, Vic.
Hi, good morning. We had some fun with this one. We went to Florida, popular home market. The experts are telling us that even in a down market, turnkey homes that are move-in ready, they rarely come down much in price. They say actually the better values may be in those homes that need a little TLC. So this morning, we're going to take you on one home buyer's journey to find a perfect fixer-upper, and we're going to give you some tips to avoid ending up with a money pit.
I'm a millennial who's finally ready to buy a house, but feeling very discouraged about the current market situation.
Frustrated would-be home buyers taking to social media.
The market is absolutely insane.
A combination of high interest rates and low inventory are leaving many would-be buyers on the outside looking in. Last year, home prices hit a record high, and the National Association of Realtors estimates the median home price will go up again this year to $386,000. But real estate experts say homebuyers may find more bang for their buck with a fixer-upper.
I'm starting to see house prices decrease specifically in the houses that are fixer-upper.
Ethan Shin is a real estate agent in Florida.
In South Florida right now, we're seeing turnkey homes that are a million plus. And this house that we're standing in right now, Vicky, it's half the price of that.
I joined Shin and his client Joe Donovic as they looked at fixer-uppers near West Palm Beach, Florida. Joe's budget, $450,000, plus an extra $100,000 for repairs.
You ready to go take a look?
Certainly am.
First, this three-bedroom home. Despite some cosmetic issues, older appliances, and interesting wallpaper, it's in pretty good shape, except for one big potential expense.
The windows. We get big hurricanes in Florida, so replacing these windows with complete impact windows is vital for up to code, and that can leave you spending an extra $50,000 to $70,000 on impact windows for the whole house.
The asking price, $490,000. Next, this three-bedroom home in a popular neighborhood.
Come on in, guys. After you.
Oh, wow.
It needs a lot of work.
This is definitely rough compared to the last one. I mean, I really don't think that I could work with most of that kitchen, or at least it would be a really big project for me to undertake.
All of these floorboards aren't even put together. And then if you see in this closet as well, there's also a discoloration.
Lots of things can be fixed up inside of a house, but this one I noticed, there's a busy road right out over the backyard wall.
We know that you can't change the location of the house, so having a busy road right in your backyard over the wall is not something that a buyer may want.
Even so, the house is listed for $525,000. Finally, this four-bedroom home.
Joe, first impression?
Yeah, so I love the terrazzo floors. That is something that I'm actually after. And the fact that there's a lot of light from the sunroom, I can see that being a perfect office for me.
But the floors may need to be refinished, and the backyard has seen better days.
I see here that it says I can't use the sink.
Yes, the agent did disclose to me that there is an active leak in the vanity.
The asking price, $469,000.
Welcome back to Moonlight Manor.
Michelle Bauer started renovating homes as a hobby during the pandemic and documents her projects on social media.
What should homebuyers look for?
We always look for stains in the ceiling. If you can access the attic or any crawl space up above there, look to make sure there's nothing wet up there, signs of mold.
She says water damage is a big red flag. The roof needs repairs or replacing. That can be a $100,000 fix. She also says shop for salvaged or secondhand items. Try to reuse materials from the home itself. And when it comes to lumber,
you can look for local lumber yards, old sawmills, which is what we go to a lot. Lumber's cheaper. It's usually old growth lumber.
Finally, expect the unexpected.
I would build in a 20%, 25% additional amount of money just for the things that pop up along the way.
Because they always do.
Yes, they always do.
And Michelle says, know your limitations. If you can't do it yourself, find a licensed contractor, talk to their references, and try to see their previous work in person if you can. And when you are getting quotes, don't always go with the cheapest one. You want the most reliable person. Mm-hmm. And as for Joe, by the way, he said by far his favorite home was that last one, that blue one that we visited. Yeah. He was going to put in an offer, but get this, that very day that we were there, the home went into contract.
The Vicky effect.
That's how quickly these things are going, just you know where he's looking. So you've got to be ready to go. But he's been looking for 7 or 8 months, so he feels really comfortable. He knows the market. So once he finds that perfect fixer-upper, he's in.
Even if you get a quote from like a contractor, you should probably have a little pad, right? Like expect it to kind of go up because it feels like those prices end up going up.
Anywhere from 25 to honestly 40%. Just have a buffer. You don't have to pay it all at once, but just know it's not likely to stick to that exact cost.
Yeah, great tip. Yeah.
Thanks, Vic.
Yep. Thank you, Vicky.
And don't open a wall you don't have to open. You don't want
to
unearth any new problem.
No,
you're fixing something up.
True. Are you speaking from experience?
Yeah.
I just leave it. I don't want to know.
It's paint over it.
Yeah, exactly.
Al, what you got?
And just prepare for the contractor to disappear for a month or two. But at the end, you're going to want to kiss me full on the lips. Wow, it's fantastic. Anyway, take a look today. We are watching down here in the Southern Plains where we've got this storm system developing, and that's going to cause a lot of problems over the next 24 to 48 hours. Temperatures are going to be awfully chilly in the northern plains up into the upper Midwest, 40s and 50s as you get down into the southeast. Really nothing warm except down in southern Texas, 30s here in the northeast. For today, heavy snow developing in the plains. We've got 58 million people under winter weather advisories and watches and warnings. As the system moves in, it is going to change the outlook of this map. But in the meantime, sunshine today through the upper Midwest, sunny and mild through the southeast. The severe storms firing up down through the Gulf Coast and our friends out west, nice and dry with plenty of sunshine and seasonal temperatures. We're trying to decide, is this suit a Merlot? Is it a Plum?
It's a wine colored. Thank you.
Burgundy?
But in the meantime, if you're talking fashion.
Yes.
The leather.
I mean, Hoda's
leather. I got leather.
I actually think you guys look nice together with these colors.
Let's go to the prom.
You guys look like a wine tasting.
Yes.
I need a corsage.
Okay. Well, we're getting into pop stars time.
So, right, go ahead. Yes. Did you have dinner with Hoda last night and she spilled on you?
Yeah, well.
What is going on here? First up on pop star Savannah, this one is for you. We're talking about the one and only Roger Federer. We've got a first look at a new documentary that follows the tennis legend from late 2020 through his retirement, while he secretly, apparently, participated as a model for an art installation in Venice. It's amazing. Did you know that your guy was,
I didn't.
So
I had no idea.
Art model now?
You should go to Venice.
Maybe we should do some further investigation.
The further investigation says that Ugo, the artist, was in the middle of doing a piece.
Okay.
And then the Roger piece came in. He was like, all right, but I don't have time to make this happen for this Venice Art Festival, so I'm just going to insert you into my
piece.
Apparently, that's how it goes. Roger's saying, this new experience gave me the chance to push myself out of my comfort zone and open my eyes to learn the intricate processes of creating art.
Wow.
You can catch Portrait of a Champion. It premieres this morning on CNBC.com.
You know, Roger never tells me anything. I had no idea.
That's right.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
That life-size cutout in your home doesn't speak.
I know, exactly.
That's not even a joke.
No, it's not even a joke. Not at all. Nope. Not even a little bit. Next up, speaking of legends, Eddie Murphy, the iconic stand-up, definitely obviously has his face in the Mount Rushmore of comedy, thanks to moments like this from our favorite 1983's Delirious.
You catch all that run down the street, top speed, chasing the ice cream truck, going, ice cream! Ice cream man always drove extra block though. And I know he's seen us, but I think he just be in the car with his friends saying, watch me make how fast I make these motherfuckers run.
On the Today
Show. I know. Wow.
What's happening here? Want a lick? Sight? That was the best.
Oh, God.
So the story goes on that fans have obviously been waiting for Eddie to return to the stage ever since. He said back in 2019 that he had plans to do that. It looks like maybe now that long-awaited tour will happen. He was doing an interview with Entertainment Tonight Canada, and Eddie was hinting at the fact that he's been working on the act.
Legends in pop star today.
Yeah, it was a chock full pop star.
120 pounds.
Coming up, we have complete coverage and reaction from this morning's Oscar nominations. And of course, we'll talk about the snubs as we go.
Well, plus the recipe for an ultimate cold weather comfort food. We're talking about creamy stuffed shells that you're going to want to make tonight.
Awesome.
It's 8:30 now. It is a Tuesday morning. Tuesday, sweeping across the nation.
Yes, it is.
Go, January, SG. Tuesday, it's gray.
It's pre-hump day.
It's gorgeous. You know what? I love a Tuesday because, look, this crowd, okay, look, it's not the biggest crowd we ever had, but it might be the best crowd we ever had.
It's party.
One of the best.
We got a 50th birthday in the back.
Yes.
We got folks from Morgantown. We've got another birthday.
We got Texas in the house over here.
We got a lot to celebrate, y'all. Coming up. Don't blame the messenger. Tax season's here. Stephanie Ruhle says you're going to notice some big changes on this year's forms. She wants to get us ready, get us prepped for when we file.
All right, let's not talk about taxes. Let's talk about food.
Yes.
What's better than a great, easy weeknight meal? How about one that both the grown-ups and kids are going to go nuts for? Jocelyn Delk Adams, one of our favorites, standing by to share this ultimate comfort food recipe.
My food crush.
The Oscar races. The Oscar races. Getting underway with this morning's big reveal of the nominees. So we're going to run through the list of stars, the list of snubs, with the guy who probably knows these films better than just about anybody, Dave Karger. He's literally seen all of them. And we've even got more Oscar buzz for you coming up in the third hour.
Okay, good. Tomorrow and today, Detective Elliot Stabler himself, Christopher Maloney, joining us live. We'll talk about his role, but we're going to get into it. Okay?
We have to.
Is it on?
It's on.
It's on.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
Oh, I saw the promo.
Look at that.
It's on.
God.
Right there on the credits.
I know. Oh my, I love gosh. It. And look at Edmi De Jesus. She's our makeup artist. That's yeah, right. She had a role.
Edna.
Look at Edmi
Edna
right
got
there.
A shout out. There. Please okay. read below.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome? Yeah. She's in the episode.
She's Sonia Garcia.
Yeah. Her credit is over the iconic the most image.
Wow. It's also Edna's moment.
Yes, it is. All right. Mr. Roker, how about a check of the weather?
Actually, Stabler's getting it on with Edna.
No.
What is happening?
Take it back. You're like walking right on the line.
She's engaged.
Overcreed.
Yeah, but she's not married yet. Anyway, let's show you what's going on as far as your weather's concerned. Severe storms down through the Gulf, heavy snow back through the plains. Sunshine out west, sunny and mild here in the southeast. And then tomorrow, snow developing through the Great Lakes, New England, the northeast. Severe storms, mid-Atlantic into the southeast. Below average highs out west through the four corners of the Rockies. Sunny skies from Seattle to San Diego. And that is your latest weather.
All right, Al. Thank you.
Canceled. You're still here.
You're still here.
He's uncancelable.
We got a half hour more to go.
The uncancelable guy is right here. All right, coming up next, it's that time of year again. We're talking taxes with Steph Rule. The changes you need to know about to get when you're getting ready to file, especially, by the way, if you're using Venmo or a Cash App. But first, this is Today on NBC. Back now, 8:35 this morning on Your Money. Tax filing season is upon us.
Oh, and the only good thing about it is it means Stephanie Rule gets up early with us.
Except other people are talking stuff. Shells and Oscars. And
look
I'm
what
here
you
talk
get
about
to talk
tax
about.
Tax time.
Well, guess what? The IRS officially opened the window this week. The window of what? To file your taxes?
To file your taxes to get
like
this
what
party
window?
Started.
They're like, it's getting stenchy in here. All right, here to break it down, we've got Stephanie Rule. We really came off the rails there for a second.
It was
Stephanie,
Al's fault.
It was Al's fault.
It was Al's.
Okay,
here we
what
go.
What is new about the forms that we may see?
Okay, let's start with your W-2 form. Mm-hmm. That's the form you get sent by your employer.
Yes.
You know, which tells you how much you got paid, how much they took out. It's going to be a little bit shorter this year just because they consolidated it, you know, just some of the boxes. Nothing to be concerned about. The bigger one for you to be concerned about is your 1099 form.
Okay.
That's for people who are freelance workers. This year, you're going to see some added provisions. If you were paid on Venmo or one of those other Cash Apps, just keep your eyes peeled. Now, for most of us, we're not going to have to pay taxes this year on them. And not like if you paid me in Venmo over dinner.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Yes. No, this is if you were really working. You're going to have to pay it next year, not this year, but not for everybody. For some people in some states, if you receive more than $20,000 in payments or 200 transactions, you may owe on that Venmo. So just keep your eyes peeled.
Wow, that's a biggie, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not going to have to pay this year, but you should see if you're getting tracked.
Correct.
Basically.
Correct.
Okay. How have the tax brackets changed, Stephanie?
Okay, your marginal tax bracket, or your tax bracket, has gone up slightly, which is normal. But what you need to remember is your marginal tax rate moves in steps. So, for example, if you and I were a couple and we made $100,000 a year, we would pay 12% tax on our first $20,000.
Right.
But up to $83,000, it moves up to 22%. What you need to do is go on IRS.gov and see what your highest marginal tax rate is.
Yeah.
That's how you're going to know where things really went up.
Okay. And if we were a couple, we'd have really fun parties.
We certainly would.
And we'd invite Hoda to every single one of them.
Yes. Yes, we would.
All right. Let's talk about inflation. That's impacted. This is such a bummer, but it's impacted a lot of people's taxes.
It has. But in this one, for a slight positive, we're going to have an increased standard deduction. And you might be like, increased? No. It's a good thing. For those of us who have pretty straightforward taxes. We don't have a lot of write-offs. We don't run a small business. It means you're going to get an increase, a reduced number in your taxable income. So for most of us, you're going to see a bigger standard deduction between $400 and $800, depending on if you file single or joint or the head of a household. So that's a good thing.
All right, come on down. This is our final panel. What else do we need to know about filing our taxes?
What else do we need to
tell us?
Tax day. You've got 3 extra days.
More time?
Okay,
let's have a party.
Not a huge party. This is just because of a holiday in D.C. and a weekend. But remember, 3 days, that ain't 3 months. You still owe the money. Some people say, but isn't there a backlog? The backlog was on the IRS's side with when they were getting your refunds to you. They've kind of cleared that up. So you need to make sure you're paying or you're filing at least on time. And you should be getting that return pretty timely. Here's an important and negative one.
What?
Some tax provisions that we had gotten used to, that expanded child tax credit, that's gone away. So you might not get as big a refund as you thought. But for those of us who are new parents, you are going to get some tax credit. What you need to do is go to taxadvocate.irs.gov to check it out.
If you file late, a lot of people file an extension. Is that good or bad?
It's okay. You just need to make sure you let the government know I'm filing late, and you estimate what you think you know, and you want to send that money in. Because if you just say, "Oh, I'm just going to look at it until August," don't do that. You're going to owe fees and fines, and imagine that on top of your taxes. You don't want that.
No, you don't.
See, wasn't that as fun as some stuff?
You really made it sizzle. Thank you, Steffi. For more on tax and money tips, go to check out our website, today.com/onthemoneycard. Carson, what you got?
Oh boy, all that tax talk made me and Jocelyn starving. So we've got a beautiful, very easy meal. It's comforting. Jocelyn Delk Adams, fantastic. Going to give you a recipe to warm you up even on the coldest winter night. We'll have it for you. But first, this is Today on NBC.
Hello, parents, homeschoolers, and teachers. Trusty narrator here from the Who Smarted podcast. Our 15-minute episodes are perfect for car rides, bedtime, break time, class time, or any time. We make learning science and history fun and funny for 7 to 11-year-olds with new episodes every week. Look for Who's Smarted on any podcast platform or at whosmarted.com. And teachers get a free subscription to our ad-free version by clicking educators at whosmarted.com.
In-laws, love them or hate them, you're pretty much stuck with them. And when you're a ruler in the Middle Ages, that can be a serious problem. It might even land you dead. I'm Dan Jones, and on season 4 of This Is History, I'm telling the story of England's weirdest king, Henry III. He's in way over his head, and he's surrounded by bloodthirsty relatives with their eyes on his throne. To listen, search This Is History and follow wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with Today Table. Cold temperatures call for a much-needed comfort food in the home. So we brought in Jocelyn Delk Adams, author of Everyday Grand, to share a delicious, cozy winter meal. And if you want to cook along, we invite you to do that. You can use that QR code right there to get all the ingredients. You can do that easily in just one click. Happy New Year, Jocelyn. Great
Thank
to have you,
you
here.
Happy
the Oscar
New Year.
Nominations are happening right
this
now.
This is like my Christmas day.
Yeah,
I have
going
no
on.
Idea how much I enjoy Oscar nominations. We make
We're going to have them for
house.
Us in a few minutes. Well, let's
Thank
get
you.
To that delicious meal. What are you making for us?
All right. So we are going to do some rotisserie chicken stuffed shells.
Love
and
it.
We start with just a rough chop of our garlic. We want to just cut off that stem and then just go down this like really quickly.
So when you said rotisserie, I'm thinking, do I have to make a chicken or can you just buy a rotisserie chicken?
Yes, you can just buy a rotisserie chicken. It makes it so much easier instead of just making it your own. Cut all the time.
So you got your garlic.
We're going to start working on the sauce. Yeah, so we're going to do a rough chop of that, and then we're going to get to the sauce. So we're going to add in some heavy cream. Oh, nice, that nice sizzle. Ooh. Then we're going to add in some parm because we want to make this thick and creamy, right? We've got some Creole seasoning. That's where you're getting that kick. Creole seasoning and some Italian seasoning. So it's kind of like a blend. It's a mashup, right?
Beautiful.
And we're going to whisk that together, and we're going to actually bring that to a simmer so we can get that to get nice and thick.
We'll work on that.
Then we're going to work on this rotisserie chicken. You can easily shred this with like two forks. You can use your hands, or I have a nice trick. I like to use a hand mixer.
Oh,
yes. Get a big bowl, throw that chicken in and use the hand mixer.
And the meat just falls off the bone?
Falls off, shreds it perfectly, does it in a couple minutes. It's so crazy easy. Yes, I have like a quick TikTok on it too.
I'm interested.
So you have your sauce, you have your chicken's been pulled off the bone.
Pulled off the bone, you've got
this. And now everything sits for a second while you make the piping.
Yes, so we got to make the filling. So we're going to add our chicken into some ricotta. We've got some broccoli so we can get some veggies in here. I also like to sub in some, you know, spinach, if you want to add that in too. We've got some onions. We've got some more parm because, you know, hey, we got to add that into.
This is already giving me like broccoli cheese vibes, which is a comfort food when it's cold out.
Yes. And then I add in a little bit more Creole. We're going to mix that all together and you're going to get that nice and smooth.
Yes,
and then here, we've got our fillings.
Now, how do me, Craig, and Al do this?
Okay, come on.
It's an intimidation factor.
Cupcakes. Come on. When you got kids, you got to pipe some cupcakes.
Tell them about the Ziploc trick.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So, okay, most people don't have like a piping bag at home.
Right.
You can get one of these bags, the resealable bags. You just snip off the end once you've added in everything. And then it just comes right out.
We can do that. We can handle that.
Everyone's got that at home. Right. Uh-huh. So you want to try? You
keep saying that. Yes, let's do it.
Okay, you're just going to fill this. You've already cooked your spinach or your pasta, and you're just going to pipe this right inside. You want to try it?
Yep, I sure do.
Okay, go for it. All I'm right. telling Careful you, so easy.
Fill the treasure.
Or if you get really intimidated, Craig, you can use a spoon.
Okay, with that.
All right, you can play it easy.
And then what, Jocelyn, how long?
Once we have those filled, we're going to put that right on top of our sauce.
Can I ask a dumb question? Is those pasta shells, are they already pre-cooked?
Yeah, so we cooked them already. Right, okay. They're ready to go. Okay. We've let them kind of come to room temperature, and then we're adding them right on top of the sauce that we prepped earlier. Yeah, so we're going to pop these in. We're going to add some cheese right on top and bake them for about 20 minutes till it's nice and bubbly and delicious. Mm.
Wow. You know what? It's also good for kids because it's delicious, but you hit a little broccoli.
I know.
I like that.
I just throw as much green in there as possible. Oh yeah, it's fun. Colors,
it also has
could you make this ahead of time?
Yes, you can totally prep this ahead of time. Put this in the refrigerator and then bake it off.
It has a little bit of a guilt-free thing to it, too. It doesn't feel too bad like you're eating a giant
but it's nice and cozy, too,
layers.
Right?
Oh, exactly. Delicious.
And then you've got the chicken, so it's a little lighter.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank
More recipes in the next hour, by the way. Again, you can buy the ingredients with just one click. Scan the QR code or head to today.com/table. We want to mention today earns a commission from purchases. Coming up next, it's a big morning. Where's Dave Carger? He's probably watching the Oscar noms.
There he is.
We're going to have all the nominations revealed here momentarily. Ooh. Let's go, Maverick.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
God, the movie was so good.
Go. Everything everywhere all at once.
But first, this is Today on NBC. Thanks, Jocelyn.
Ciao, pasta.
Really?
The win.
All right, we're going to chat about this morning's Oscar nominations unfolding as we speak. But first, Al, let's celebrate some birthdays.
All right. Well, the Smucker's jar goes to, first up, happy 100th birthday to Adelaide Lely Veld of Rockland, Massachusetts. She helped start the town's visiting nurse program. Daniel McNeil is from Cortland, New York. He's an active guy, 100, served our country during World War II, and we salute you for your service, sir. Happy 100th birthday to Adeline Seekwood of Punta Gorda, Florida. Played piano her entire life and actually composed 25 songs. Let's say hello to Gilda Marinelli of Brooklyn, New York, a competitive lady at 100. Her friends at the Senior Center like to call her the card shark. Lizette Chambers of Detroit, Michigan. She is 100. Her secret to longevity? A glass of bourbon. Every now and then, she and Craig ought to get together. And then last but not least, we got a real special duo. Happy 100th birthday to Elizabeth Camerata and Marie DiLorenzo of Stoneham, Massachusetts. These two met, get this, when they were just 5 years old. They've been friends for 95 years. Happy birthday to you two. And there you go. There's your birthdays. Guys,
all right. Early bird day in Hollywood. They're announcing the Oscar nominations for 2023. It's actually happening in this moment.
This is like watching Steve Kornacki on election night. Dave Carger, Entertainment Weekly awards correspondent, is here. You're checking boxes. They're in your ear. They're telling you.
They just finished.
Okay.
What do you want to know?
Well, let's start with Best Supporting Actor.
Yeah. Best Supporting Actor actually provided a bit of a surprise. So along with people that we knew would be nominated, like Brendan Gleeson and Barry Keoghan from Banshees of Inisherin, and Ke-Huy Quan, the comeback story of the year from Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, they also nominated Brian Tyree Henry, who's a wonderful actor, who's in a movie called Causeway, where he stars opposite Jennifer Lawrence. It's a movie that hasn't gotten a ton of attention, but he's terrific in it. Known from the TV show Atlanta, but he's great, and he did a fabulous job.
And also Judd Hirsch for the Fablemans. You expected that one?
Yeah, and that's like about 40 years since his last nomination. That's a record-breaking moment
there. Let's do supporting actress.
Angela Bassett leads the way here for Black Panther, the first time anyone has ever been nominated for a Marvel movie, by the way. She's up against Hong Chau, who's so great in The Whale, and then two of the women from Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, which is a movie that got a ton of nominations overall. Jamie Lee Curtis and Stephanie Hsu. Jamie Lee Curtis, a first-time Oscar nominee.
Wow! I just got chills. So that's so cool.
Yeah. Love her.
She deserves it.
All right, do we do Best Actor?
Sure. Best Actor, we knew that Austin Butler was going to get in there for Elvis. Same with Colin Farrell, Brendan Fraser, and Bill Nighy. The question was going to be, who was going to be the fifth spot? Would it be Tom Cruise for Top Gun Maverick? No. Would it be Tom Hanks for A Man Called Otto? No. It was this wonderful actor named Paul Mescal, who is in the TV show Normal People. That's how people know him.
Oh, I loved that.
But he is wonderful in a small independent film called After Sun, and it's a father-daughter story, and he's just terrific in it. So I'm happy for him.
Oh. All right, best actress.
Yes, then.
Okay, so we've got some surprises here.
Really?
So alongside Kate Blanchett in Tar, and also Michelle Yeoh from Everything Everywhere All at Once, and Michelle Williams, The Fabelmans. Those were the three that everyone knew were going to be in there. But here's Ana de Armas, who played Marilyn Monroe in Blonde, a movie that, by the way, dominated the Razzie Awards,
which was the worst movie of the year, but she gave
a wonderful performance as Marilyn Monroe. And then there's this actress named Andrea Riseborough, a British actress who is in a movie called To Leslie, that no one has seen. It made $30,000, but there was this A-list campaign amongst a lot of her famous friends, and she's wonderful in the movie. Edward Norton, Jane Fonda, these people started tweeting and Instagram about how great she was, and look what happened.
Were there any snubs in that group?
There were, so no Viola Davis there for the Woman King. And also Danielle Deadwyler, who from the movie Till, gave a real breakout performance, and I think she, unfortunately, along with Viola, was the casualty of this really strong last-minute campaign by Andrea Riseborough and all of her fans.
Viola was incredible, too, in that movie.
Let's talk about Best Picture. This is the big kahuna.
Well, All Quiet on the Western Front is a movie that got a ton of nominations overall. It's a German-language film playing on Netflix. Of course, a remake, the 1930 version, won Best Picture. That one got a lot of nominations, as I said, along with Avatar, The Banshees of Inisherin, Elvis, which did very well this morning. The Fableman, Steven Spielberg's movie. Tar. Top Gun, which I think is going to be a big player as the season
continues. Top Gun did get nominated. Okay.
Yeah, Triangle of Sadness, which is a really crazy European film. And then Women Talking. That was the last nominee. So the ones that did not get in there, Black Panther. The first one did get nominated, but the second one did not. Glass Onion, The Knives Out Mystery did not make it in. Babylon didn't make it in. And The Woman King.
Did you have a director? I know it wasn't on our cheat sheet.
No.
And we're still waiting.
I'm hoping they can tell me in my ear. But I mean, I'm sure it's people like the Daniels, who directed Everything Everywhere All at Once. And also Steven Spielberg, I'm sure, is in there, too, unless I'm going to have egg on my face. But I'd be surprised if they're not.
Not here. You won't. You're our guru.
Wow. Sure. That's pretty incredible. How many? There were so many nominations for Best Picture. Did they usually have It's a lot.
So they started a new rule this year where it was a mandatory 10.
Oh.
In the past few years, it was mathematical where it would be between 5 and 10, and usually there were about 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. This year, with that mandatory 10, I think that really helped a movie like Women Talking or Triangle of Sadness, one of the movies that was able to sneak in those extra spots.
It does so much just to get the nominations. Why not have 10?
Right, and underscore Jamie Lee Curtis. I cannot believe after all these years, her very first Oscar nomination.
Yeah, and
congrats to her.
I know, and I think she and Angela Bassett are going to at Oscar. So it's two veterans, neither of whom have won an Oscar. So it'll be a great moment, whoever
congrats. Wins. Oh, my gosh.
Very cool. Yeah.
Really cool. Dave, thank you. You're the best.
Anytime.
That was awesome.
A lot more on the nominees just ahead, including one of them, Ki-Hai Kwan. Kwan is going to join us live on the third hour.